You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back, Arizona homeowners. Let's talk trees today. It is the second Saturday of the month, so we are talking trees with ISA certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. Julia's standing by to screen your calls. Gary's behind the board. We've got Jennifer in studio, John in studio. And if you're just joining us, a lot of our radio affiliates have yet to pick up the 7 o'clock hour. It's the newest hour to our 30-year broadcast. It started as 2, then in 04 it went to 3, and then 3 years ago it went to, it was either 3 or 4 years ago. Let's see.
It tied in with Landry's birthday.
Landry was born on the 13th, 2013, and the first broadcast was on her one-year birthday, live at Sanderson Ford on Valentine's Day. So
3.5 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the way a lot of radio stations around the country work, those early morning hours, especially on a talk format, are pre-sold vitamin commercials and, you know, real estate ads, and you know they're under 4 or 5 year contracts to broadcast this content. So it takes a long time to get those slots to open up to bring the broadcast available to our entire listening audiences across all of our different 6 radio affiliates. So for those that miss that 7 o'clock hour or don't stream it from one of our radio affiliates that does carry it, Rosie was in an off-roading wreck, rollover on October 17th. He spent 44 days in the ICU and has been moved to rehab, where he's been there a little over a week. And just like everyone had been telling us, at the point you get to the rehab facility, you're going to start seeing improvements a lot faster than you see in ICU. They're going to happen not only daily, but you know, hourly.
He's getting stronger every day. And if you'd like to follow his story, go to caringbridge.org, Rosie's Recovery, or we have it posted right on our Facebook page. So I put a fresh post on there for today if you're just joining us, but you can see how he's doing, and he appreciates all. There's a place there to send cards, and he loves the cards. Keep them coming, and prayers for sure.
So it's Facebook. Go to the Rosie on the House page. If you don't use Facebook, it's caringbridge.org, and then just type in Rosie's Recovery. And we look forward to having him back pretty soon. With all the, it's still hard to say or predict when that will be. And I think we're going to have a lot better feel for that in the next week or two, because we've only been in rehab about a week. After 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to be able to say, all right, we're a lot closer. And the great thing about radio is it's not like a TV, I won't say personality, a TV host. We've got no cameras here.
He didn't look that bad.
No, but
he did take a bonk to his eye and neck and spine, so most of the stuff is kind of hidden. And his lungs it would have troubled him so bad, but
yeah,
he'll
but
be up and strong.
If he's got a cane for the first 2 or 3 weeks that he's back on air, you know, they probably wouldn't put somebody with a cane on TV.
True.
Well, on behalf of Integrity Tree Service and all the Rosie partners, we just want to send along our regards, our condolences, and also just our prayers. We've been holding you guys up in prayer over the last several weeks, and it's so such good news to hear that Rosie's made a turn and he's into his recovery mode. So,
and we spent the entire 7 o'clock hour talking about it, so you can go to get the podcast for the entire details. And we were looking at making this announcement. We talked about taking the entire 4 hours. I mean, this is day 52. You could easily, you know, we've got a lot more than 4 hours of talking about this we could do, but the radio manager at our flagship station at KTAR just said, you know, you don't need to do that because he's going to be back soon. You know, if this was a retirement broadcast, that's a different story. This is a great outline for retirement. Just cover it in your 7 o'clock hour and then mention that listeners can go back and listen to that 7 o'clock hour for the entire update. And let them know Caring Bridge.
And we've been going to Caring. Yeah, my wife Kim and I have been going to the caringbridge.org website, and that's a great place to catch all of Jennifer's writings and kind of updates that have been so helpful over the last couple weeks.
Well, we covet those prayers. We're just really thankful for them, and God has been merciful, and He is healing. So thank you for that. We had so many reports of people praying for him at Thanksgiving, reports of people being woken up at night to pray for him. So we just appreciate that much.
Yeah. And I think the most important point Hatch made is that, you know, Rosie wouldn't want you spending 4 hours talking about him. The mission of the Rosie on the House program is to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And he would want you to meet listeners' expectations. And we've set the expectation second Saturday of the month. We're talking trees. John, is this our fifth year?
Yeah, it's gone by quickly. But yeah, I think it is our fifth year. We're talking today about a lot of fun stuff. Our tree of the month is the Eldarica pine tree, the Pinus Eldarica. It's a wonderful, a spotlight tree for December because it has a conical shape, much like our Christmas trees. And I'm a big fan of pines in Arizona. You know, we don't have any native pines in the low desert, but there's plenty of pine trees from around the world that are adaptable to our desert climates. The Eldarica pine is also called the Afghan pine because it's from that part of the world in a very arid climate in Afghanistan. And it's distributed in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and also in Russia. But it does really well in our desert here. And, you know, you mentioned in the first hour broadcast about the rain we've had recently. And the winter rains that are common to a lot of the Aleppo pines, which are from Aleppo, Syria, and even the Eldarica pine, they enjoy a lot more winter rain than we get here traditionally. And that's one of the reasons why many feel that the pine trees have had these cycles of problems with a bit of flagging and some dieback of some of the tips of the branches. One of the reasons why we think that's occurring is because of lack of winter rain. And so when we get these nice, long, periods of rain at this time of year, it's really good, especially for your pines, because they enjoy that deep soaking, especially as they're kind of replenishing their nutrient supplies as they head into the winter months, a little quieter time of year, and then they're getting ready for a big push of growth in the spring. The Eldarica is really nice because it maintains that single trunk dominance, so it always kind of keeps that cone-shaped crown, as opposed to the Aleppo pine, which loses apical dominance and gives permission for the side branches to kind of compete with the central leader. So you have more of a rounded tree form when you have the Aleppo pine, but the Eldaricas keep more of a conical shape. And I just love them because they're so maintenance-free. I mean, there's a little bit of litter pickup, but it's real easy to rake up pine needles. I mean, leaves that blow all over tend to be more of a mess, but pine trees, when the needles drop, they pretty much stay on the ground right where they drop. And you can just rake them up like spaghetti and kind of, you know, put them in your bags and you're done. But they're also just a pest-free, pathogen-free tree for the most part and just really appropriate for our desert landscapes. If you're looking for a nice pine tree, Eldarica is a good, just a really a special tree on my list.
And you've talked about the comparison of that to the Aleppo. You know, it's almost impossible to find an Aleppo. I won't say almost, but I haven't. I have a
vision. Did you try to go buy one?
I really have because as we're building our property and maturing and doing the landscapes, we were very blessed to have, you know, basically 5 acres of a clean slate to put whatever we wanted on it. And when you drive through one of those mature neighborhoods like, you know, the irrigated neighborhoods.
Arcadia, Central Corridor.
Well, the horse property neighborhoods.
Okay, yeah.
And they've got a row of Aleppo pines that separate the properties. And you just see the horses grazing and they're shading in
it's
the
a
trees.
Great windbreak, yeah.
I'm like, that's what we need on the south side of our property for a windbreak. It's right against the arena.
Yeah.
And
can't find the Aleppo.
I can't find the Aleppo.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What do the nurseries say about that?
You need Afghans. Well, we got plenty of Afghans. You need an Afghan.
That's a testament to the popularity of them, you know, because it is a supply and demand issue with the nurseries, too. But, you know, I'd be interested to know why, because Aleppos tend to be taller, maybe a little more faster growing. The Eldaricas are a little smaller profile. They can still grow to be, you know, 50, 60 feet tall at maturity, but still the Aleppos can be 80 or 90.
But we're losing a lot of them with this Aleppo pine blight that nobody has a solution for either. So, yeah.
Well, they seem to grow out of it. This last year was the second cycle I've seen in the last 20 years where we had a major dieback. But most of the pines pull out of it after a year, so you need to be patient. Whenever you see that flagging on your pine trees, that dieback of the branch tips, just because the needles have turned brown, the twigs or the small branches that are supporting those needles are still vital. They're still green. So let those needles fall off over the next season, and then they're often put on new growth. But you might have to wait till the next spring to see that new growth come on. But all through our neighborhood, you know, most of those trees that were really, really bad, including my own, I have a bunch of Aleppo pines, they all bounce back. You know, they're all doing well. So hopefully, you know, we won't have another one of these cycles for another 10 years. And anyway, these winter rains are responsible for helping prevent some of those problems. So
you shouldn't have said that.
Bring it on.
I was this close, John, to going and making the decision to switch to Aleppo, and the pine blight was one of them. But now knowing that there's still hope, and I'm not afraid to drive. I've brought trees in from San Diego before because that was the only place I could find them. I'm back on my Aleppos.
And you really do need to get to the nurseries and ask them about some of these, the unavailability of some of the plants that we used to have years ago, because those Aleppos were really popular back in the 80s. So you'll see those 40-year-old trees now that are just dominating the landscape and the skyline all across town, and they're pretty awesome. So
I still have a hard time putting 80s 40 years ago. Oh, my gosh, I'm that old.
Well, our monthly tree tips, we want to talk on several things.
And we will do that. There's a lot of things we can do. We can't stop the clock. It's time for our first break. If you have a question, you'd like to talk to ISA-certified arborist John Eisenhower, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text 411-923, or if you want to snap a picture of a tree or an insect for a little plant insect identification, you can email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com.